This week, we've been asking chefs to give us tips for the Thanksgiving feast. We've heard from Elton Brown about his foolproof way to prepare turkey. Debbie Lee gave us ideas for some delicious Korean-inspired dishes. And now, with just a week to go, we hear from chef and Philadelphia restaurateur Jose Garces. He has ideas for adding some Latin flair to the feast. His parents emigrated from Ecuador in the 1960s and settled in Chicago. I asked him what was on his family's Thanksgiving table when he was growing up.
So what's on the table is the obvious turkey. My dad also made a really delicious chicken giblet gravy, but also we had our Ecuadorian staples. It could be a meat-filled empanada, sweet corn humita, or my mom also embraced the American side. So she would do her version of stuffing, which was pretty good. It had chicken livers and a lot of aromatic vegetables.
Tell me about the humitas. What's a humita?
So humita is a sweet corn tamale. It's basically a puree of yellow corn with white corn flour. It's filled with scallions and cheese, and then it's wrapped in a rehydrated corn husk and steamed. It has a little bit of baking powder, so it kind of fluffs up. It should be nice and airy, and that's something you would serve. Typically, we would serve for Thanksgiving in place of cornbread.
And what else can you put inside them?
Chicken, or like a chicken filling. You could put beef, but typically, you know, any good Ecuadorian would tell you it's sacrilege not to serve them just with cheese.
Uh-huh. So the sweet corn humitas, what else might be on the Garces family table?
Well, we would also do a great quinoa soup, which actually was a chowder in the locro family, which a locro is a Ecuadorian potato and milk chowder. And our version would have a lot of aromatic vegetables, cooked quinoa, achote or annatto paste, fresh corn kernels as well, a touch of cream, and then maybe some bacon gratin or bacon bits or bacon lardons we would put on there as well.
It sounds rich, but also really, really good.
Absolutely.
You have a recipe for something to drink that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, I think in the season it gets a little chilly, and we really like sangria as a family. It's just a great festive cocktail. It's Spanish inspired, and we do a spiced cranberry and dried red chili sangria with some spices, anise and clove. I like to use rosé tempranillo, some ruby red port, a little Torres Grand orange liqueur or Cointreau, and cranberry juice. And it's just, if you let that marinate just the right amount of time, it gives your party a great festive feel.
And I guess you could do it non-alcoholic.
You could do it non-alcoholic as well. I hadn't thought about it, honestly.
But now you will.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Jose Garces, cheers. Happy Thanksgiving.
Cheers. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Thanks for having me on.
Chef Jose Garces, author of the cookbook The Latin Road Home. We've posted his recipes on our food blog, The Salt, where you can also find Thanksgiving suggestions from Elton Brown and Debbie Lee. Tomorrow, food chemist Shirley Carrier will tell us what makes Brussels sprouts stinky and how to avoid it. Plus, she'll offer up a dramatic but simple idea for dessert.